Ciao. Just a quick note before we get started. We wanted to let you know that doors to our online Italian school are opening very soon.
We'd love to see you there. So if you think you might like to join us, click the link in the description to find out more.
Da quanto tempo? That's the Italian expression for long time no see.
Da quanto tempo?
Literally, since how much time?
Da quanto tempo?
It's been a while.
Our podcast is finally back.
We're really happy to be here with you again with some exciting news about the new episodes.
You might have already noticed the first little change, la musica.
Our first new episode with a mini Italian lesson will be out next Tuesday. So this week, we wanted to explain a few things. Why we were away for so long, how we're planning to help you learn Italian through this podcast, and a few exciting changes coming up. We also have a little favour to ask you. If you're a fan of this podcast, we could really use your help, and we'll explain the details later on in the episode.
But first, what happened? Why did we disappear for so long?
Well, if you look at the date of the last published episode, it was the 28th of June, 2020, spring, summer, 2020. I seem to remember something strange going on around then.
You mean the apocalypse, when half the world's population was stuck at home?
Yeah. And so we'd just come out of the first COVID lockdown, but we'd actually stopped writing and recording new episodes a long time before that.
We all had a lot going on around then.
Assolutamente. Absolutely. And we were making videos for the Easy Italian YouTube channel, which were based on street interviews. Then all of a sudden, lockdown came and we had to come up with a new way to keep making the same videos, but from home.
For a long time, because in Italy we were locked down from the 9th of March to the 18th of May. 2 months, 1 week. And 2 days, to be precise.
It was a long time.
Yeah, it was.
So we shifted all of our focus to these videos because we really needed new ideas. And we actually started to have a lot of fun with them.
Yeah, we probably had a cabin fever. So we ended up making some very silly videos.
And because everyone was stuck at home, we had a lot of interaction with you guys in the comments and via email. And we started to feel a really strong connection to the community.
Yeah, at first the video were keeping us going simply because they gave us something to focus on. But quickly, they became our way to stay connected with the other people who were also stuck at home, learning Italian during that really difficult time.
And we found out that people in our community were going through all kinds of things, from something as serious as losing a loved one to just being bored at home and needing a distraction. And that our silly little videos were bringing a few moments of light relief to their week. And that gave us loads of purpose during the lockdown. So we poured all of our focus into it.
Yeah. If you were watching those videos during the first lockdown, we'd like to say a huge grazie.
You really kept us going. Imagine a couple not only stuck under the same roof, but also working together for over 2 months.
Without you, we would have spent a lot more time arguing about replacing toilet rolls.
And crises every time we had to decide what to eat.
That still happened.
Yeah. It did actually, and still does, but probably less.
Yeah.
So the YouTube videos were one of the reasons we stopped doing the podcast. And then another important thing happened. We opened the doors for the first time to our online Italian school. It's a place where we recreate the things that work for me to learn Italian, namely focusing on language that's useful in conversation, listening to enjoyable stories, connecting with people and practicing speaking. It's very practical. There's not much focus on memorizing random vocabulary or confusing grammar rules in isolation, which didn't really work for me.
And we got loads of new students, a lot more than we were expecting.
Yeah, so we went from having a handful of students to suddenly having 80, and then 150, then 200, and now we have over 400. So during this time, I've been building a team of Italian teachers to bring in new expertise and make sure that our students are getting the personal feedback and attention they need to make progress in speaking Italian. We now have 10 lovely teachers from different areas in Italy who are all language enthusiasts and each bring something new to our students' learning experiences.
It's a lot of fun, and we hope you'll get to meet some of them in future podcast episodes.
So in all honesty, I simply didn't have time to write this podcast because I suddenly had to learn how to run a business and be a manager, which is still a work in progress. And I think if things keep going well, it probably always will be. It's joyful and terrifying in equal measures. And I'm really happy to be learning and growing alongside our students and teachers. And it turns out that learning how to run a business is actually like most things in life, language learning included. The more you practice, the easier it gets. And thanks to our lovely growing team, I'm finally getting time to do other stuff that's really important to us, like bringing back this podcast, because we knew we didn't want to do this with half measures before we were ready.
Yeah, we wanted to make sure we had enough time to give this podcast the attention it deserves, so that when we came back, we'd be back for good.
So here we are, finally, and we've got some important announcements because we've decided to spruce things up a bit.
You'll find a nice new bright yellow cover with our silly smiling face on it. And perhaps, most importantly, the name is changing.
Do you want to know what it is?
Go on.
Drum roll. Learn Italian with Joy of Languages. There are a couple of reasons behind the name change. The first and most important is that the main goal of this podcast is to help you enjoy learning Italian. Because when you enjoy learning a language, it becomes a hobby. The more you like it, the more time you want to spend doing it, and the more likely you are to stick with it for long enough to actually be able to speak it. So we wanted to focus on the joy side, both in the name and by making future episodes really fun to listen to. Also, the company is called Joy of Languages and you're learning Italian in this podcast, so it just made sense.
Mm-hmm. And we know that there can be some confusion sometimes between all the different names. There's Easy Italian, which is the project we work on together with the Easy Language Network.
Then there's Joy of Languages, which is my company, where we run the online Italian school. Then this podcast, which was called 5 Minute Italian, it felt a bit all over the place. So with the new name, Learn Italian with Joy of Languages, you'll be, well, learning Italian with Joy of Languages.
Makes sense.
Now, perhaps most importantly, let's talk about the things that won't change.
The format is staying the same. We keep focusing on how Italians actually speak, so you can learn the stuff that will be useful to you when you're in Italy and communicating with Italians.
The episodes will still be short and sweet. We'll keep breaking everything down into little manageable chunks and explaining things really clearly so you can learn one thing at a time. We might occasionally try other formats too, like answering your questions and sharing tips on what you need to do next to keep improving your Italian. For example, how to overcome plateaus or improve your listening skills.
We might also try sharing useful resources like Italian films and TV series to watch. And we'll invite the teachers on sometimes too, so you can get to know and love them as much as we do.
When we sent out a message to our newsletter to ask what you'd like to learn in future episodes, one of our members actually said, "You have such a great group of teachers in the online school. Could there be some podcast episodes where you interview them, where they're from, what they do in their free time, etc.?" And this is something that we'd really like to do in future.
And they can share other useful stuff with you, like common mistakes students make that you might be making too, or where they go and what they do in Italy, so you can learn more about how natives live and avoid the tourist traps.
Most importantly, we can't wait to start connecting with you again through this podcast.
What do you think about our new plans? We'd love to know.
If you have any comments or requests, you can send them to katie@joyoflanguages.com. It's always a pleasure to hear from you.
And let's not forget about the favour we wanted to ask.
Oh yeah, grazie. If you found the 5 Minute Italian podcast useful for learning Italian, we could really use your help in getting the new improved version off the ground. That's because while we're excited about the changes in the long term and becoming Learn Italian with Joy of Languages, this might make it harder for people to find us in the short term. There are 3 ways you can help us out with this.
The first is to subscribe to us. wherever you listen to your podcasts.
In your podcast app, when you're listening to us, you should see an option to subscribe or follow or join. And when you do this, you'll be notified in your podcast app when new episodes come out, which will be once every 2 weeks. And it doesn't matter when you do this. You can do this while we're still called 5 Minute Italian, or once we've already changed our name to Learn Italian with Joy of Languages. Either way, you'll be helping us make sure that you're receiving the new episodes as soon as they come out.
Secondly, you can leave us a review.
Yeah, that would be really great, and we absolutely love reading them. Sometimes it can feel a bit lonely talking into this microphone, and reviews are a really nice way for us to connect with you and know that you're really out there listening and finding the lessons useful. Your reviews show us that we're on the right track, and they also help Italian learners decide whether our podcast might be right for them.
The third and final is sharing our new episodes.
When we release the first official episode of Learn Italian with Joy of Languages next Tuesday, if you could share it on social media or with anyone you know who's learning Italian, we'd really appreciate that because it will help new people find us too.
Grazie mille.
And grazie for listening and supporting us over these years. It means so much to us that you're letting us come along with you on your Italian journey.
Sì, grazie ancora. Thank you again.
And that's it for our updates. We're really looking forward to seeing you back here next week.
Non vediamo l'ora. We can wait.
A presto. See you soon.